happening against AU Mobile on statewide one?
KE8RUH, Tom, you over here?
He's a good job.
All right, I think I heard you saying you were you're going to the UP, you're going driving straight up to Picture Rock, and then I think you said you're staying in Barrie. Would that be correct?
Yeah, we're going up Friday morning, right up to Picture Rocks. We got the boat ride, and then after the boat ride, then we're going to head back to Newberrie, where our hotel's at. Check in, relax, get some bills. And then Saturday morning, we're going to the Sioux for another boat ride through the locks.
That'll be great. I have not spent enough time in the UP. That is on my list of places to spend more time. But that's great. Yeah, we were up a few years ago and did, Tequamenon Falls, and that was a great time.
Yep, that's part of the adventure as well. So it's Tequamenon Falls, like I said, is, we're doing the boat ride and everything else like that. And then, then we got to check in a hotel. You know, but we're going to hit the Tequamenon Falls on the way back down through Munising and everything else like that. You know, but we got the reservation for the 4 o'clock Friday for the shipwreck tour in the Pictured Rocks. And then Saturday we got that tour, and that's the only day that they're doing it, so we're doing that on Saturday. And then probably Sunday we'll hit Tequamenon, and Monday we'll come home.
Awesome. Don't forget the Shipwreck Museum at Whitefish Point. That's always one of my favorites when I'm up there.
I've been there, done that. Rachel and Melissa took me up there for my birthday, so, you know, we spent the day up in the UP.
Well, that's awesome. That'll be fun. Nothing, just a little bit of wheel time for you, right? And that's right in your normalcy, so that's not a big deal.
Right. I mean, I've been to Petoskey so many times, I've gone up there in the morning and come back at night, so it's no big deal. It's just a couple extra hours. I'm sure there's going to be some breaks in between, of course.
Absolutely. Yeah, and it's not as far as, you know, we all think, right? Like, oh, the UP is so far away. It's, you know, now with the speed limit being 75 north of Bay City, and you can really make some moves and get there quick.
Oh, absolutely. You know, that's the whole purpose. I mean, just get up there and have some fun and have somebody to watch the dogs. We're going to ask her to do that. And it's just going to be me and her. That's it. I mean, nobody else around us. Just going to go and enjoy a nice, peaceful weekend.
Very cool. That'll be fun.
So, you weren't at the meeting last night. Neither was Dakota. Did you guys disappear on us?
No, the meeting in July, I was on vacation. And then yesterday, I was not at the meeting because it was my birthday. And my wife and daughter wanted to take me out, so did not go last night. I should be at the next one, though.
Oh, awesome. So you're what, 40 now?
Nope, 45.
Uh-oh, you're on my coattail.
Absolutely. It's, I feel old and not old all at the same time.
Oh, yeah. There's days that I feel old, and there's other days that I feel just fine. I wonder about how much crap I eat during the week.
Yep, it is interesting as you get older how you can feel what you're eating, you know? If you're eating bad, you feel bad. If you're eating good, you feel good.
Well, yeah, after you get done eating, you're like, oh, like that, and then you pay for it. Absolutely. Casey Kidjo.
Yep, KE8RUH.
Yeah, today was, I took all week off, was at the fair Monday for a little bit, no, Tuesday for a little bit, saw some friends, and then Wednesday, we were there in the morning, I think, and Thursday, I went, you know, we went in the morning and went back later with my daughter, and we watched the monster trucks, and then we watched the demolition derby. And that was a lot of fun. Oh, wait, that was Tuesday, Wednesday. Yeah, what did I do yesterday? What's today? Friday? Yeah, Friday. Yesterday, I think I was home all day. I can't remember.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about trying to get out there and just never made it. My daughter had a choir camp all week, and we had things going in the evening, so I never made it out.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. You know, I said we saw the monster trucks, which my daughter's a big thrill on that. So, yeah, we saw the monster trucks Tuesday, and we had fun with that. Wednesday was the demolition derby, and we're big fans of that. Plus, we have one of my barn kids does that, so we watched him in that. That was a blast. His cars blew up and rolled over. It was a lot of fun. Plus, my coworker met me up there, and so we sat with him and his wife, and then our other coworker and his wife. So there was like six of us out there, seven of us.
Very cool. Yeah, it's been probably a decade since I've been out there, and I always feel bad. It comes and goes so quickly, and we never make it out.
That's why I take a vacation. That way I know I can make it out there. Or if by chance they call me and do one of the shows. You know, it's a hope, you know. It's a long, long hope, but I enjoy myself. Just best to take it off, get a week parking pass, and just pay the days that we go in there.
Well, that's cool. Will you go back today?
No, tonight is the rodeo, and it's always, always packed. And so far, we haven't been told if we needed help with some horses from one of the barns that my daughter keeps her animal at. So we're just out and about, doing a bunch of shopping today.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe, I don't know, we got stuff going all weekend, too. So, looks like another year has passed. Won't be able to make it out there.
Well, you can always go Sunday. You know, I think it's free after a certain time, and you got the truck full or whatever. Or pay the $5 for parking and take the kids for, to the midway and watch a tractor pull eat some, fat, non-healthy fair food.
Yeah, right? It's probably all delicious. But to go along with the conversation we just had, you probably feel terrible after. I bet this is one week that Dakota is very glad that he no longer lives in Armada, because I would imagine it causes quite a ruckus around town.
Oh, yeah, that's ridiculous. You got to wait on Main Street to turn in, and when you leave, you got to wait. You could go on the backside, which is as congested, it depends on which way you go in, but going right down along Main Street along the fairgrounds, it's monotonous. It's just crazy. You have people running across the road and everything. I think I might have lost you there for a second.
Okay, if you can hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. For a second there, all of a sudden the radio just went silent. All right, have a great one. 73, KCKJO.
Hey, that's AU Mobile Saranac.
KCKJO.
Hey, that's AU Mobile.
KCAKJL from NADBF. NADBF, KCAKJL. I got you now. Trying to get my other radio to work, see what happens here. Yeah, I'm at Great Lakes Crossing. I was there about a week ago. NADBF, KCAKJL. I got you. Are you I'm assuming you're inside and not on a great HD.
I'm on an SL7550 giving it a work for, you know, giving it a work up over here.
I had a feeling that was the radio you were on. I mean, you're getting out, but I can tell when you're walking in between something else and the repeater.
All right. Well, this is the 1701.
I got you that time.
Does this one sound better or worse?
Audio quality is the same, but your full copy on the radio you're on now, I think it's just either the better antenna or a little bit more juice you got.
Yeah, I'm in the middle of Partridge Creek, so, you know, Melissa's in the store shopping. When I walked in there, I could barely get you. And then I pumped the 1701 up to 5 watts, and now I'm hitting the North Clemens Tower a little bit better.
Yeah, you're solid now.
Yes, I'm taking my beautiful wife all over Macomb County for all her birthday gifts. So you missed a meeting last night.
What did you say? Sorry.
I said, missed you at the meeting last night. Anthony was doing something else, and you weren't there, so I figured you were busy as beans, too, being an entrepreneur and all.
That, working a day job and dad duty when my wife's working, so I don't get a whole lot of free time.
Oh, I get it. I used to do that. A lot of dad duty.
Yeah, I'm starting to think my wife's the one that's got it easy.
I'll be back outside in a second. NADBF, KC at KJO. Sorry about that, Dakota.
KC at KJO. Mobile. Hey, wait, watch.
KE8RUH.
W testing on the MI5. W testing the MI5.
K8BCW testing on the MI5.
Station calling for a test. This is Kilo F8, Lima Alpha X-ray. Good test, loud and clear.
Brad, thanks for the comeback tonight. Have a great evening. K8BCW.
Copy that. Have a good rest of your evening. 7-3, K8LAX, I'll be monitoring.